Love your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Let's absolutely walk this arts entertainment talk right now. That's where our focus remains. And so we're hopping from one theatre to another. This time around, the State Theatre has announced that the Shakazulu has announced the extension of Shakazulu. They've basically said the season extension of what's currently showing, Shakazulu, The Gaping Wound, is happening because popular demand. People saying we need more, we want more. Push them to do so. So as opposed to ending the program or the run of Shakazulu, The Gaping Wound, as was envisaged, it's actually been extended to the 4th of December. So joining us this morning is actor in the play, Nkanyiso Bengu. Nkanyiso plays Udingane Kasenzangakhona in Shaka, The Gaping Wound. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome you to Weekend Breakfast this morning. Nkanyiso Bengu, thank you for your time. Hello.
Oh, the queen of radio.
Hello, hello.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, thank you for having me on 702. Man, I've known your name for a long time on radio. Wow, man, I'm actually honored.
It's such a pleasure to speak to you, Nkanyiso, and thank you for your kind words. Nkanyiso,
thank you, Fifi.
Congratulations, yes, on the extended run, but how does it feel as an actor in the lead role of such an important and meaningful production to be told, we're extending this thing because demand is high and actually you're going to be busy until the 4th of December? First of all, congratulations, but how do you feel? How does the cast feel?
Man, God is good. That's all I can say. God is amazing. The first time when Mr. Meshack Mavuso Makgabane came to me and spoke to me about this idea last year, just before the lockdown, I was blown away because I've never done theater before.
Yes.
And I've always wanted to do it, but I've never actually really, like, do it. I've always done television.
Yes.
And when he spoke to me, I was like, bro, I'm here, I'm available, and I want to experience. But I didn't know it's such a great and rich and powerful cultural truth of the Zulu kingdom. I really didn't know. And when we started rehearsing, I was so scared. Everybody was like, no, you know, if you listen to the director and the cast members are experienced actors who've been in theater for a long time. And they've actually done this show before in the year 2000 at the State Theater.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I'm one of the new actors in it. When they told us about it and when we started, I was so scared. But as it grew, it's a history lesson. It's epic. It's beautiful. The music is just beautiful. The dancers, oh, man. People are just missing. If you haven't seen this show, you better come through, man. We are all blessed. We are all happy. Because we were supposed to be actually finished on the 14th of November.
Yeah.
But the way people just loved the show, the way people attended the show, the way people, the reviews from media in the houses, from just people on the audience, it just blew us away. We couldn't believe it. People were just over and over saying, wow. Wow, this is epic. This is just the exuberance, the energizing fact, the vibe. Everyone is just on point.
Nkanyiso,
I was just blown away.
Speaking of the reception, and of course, as you say, your first time on stage, we know you from television, your first time on stage,
yes, ma'am.
But also what you learned in taking on the role of playing this historic figure,
Udingane
Kasenzangakhona. What didn't you know going into this that you have come away with a new appreciation of?
I wouldn't say I was oblivious to the culture, information, and the traditions of the Royal Zulu Nation, but I grew up in a township, so my family was not that traditional or cultural. So I knew about Shakazulu from the books I learned at school. But now it is like I am. It's new information, but it's information I was supposed to have known. But it's a history lesson, like I'm saying. Every time when you're on that stage, you understand better what happened. Only to find that the story is actually not unique to the Zulu nation. Mm-hmm. I watch a lot of monarchies and empires, China, Korea. You know, it's actually prevalent in all the monarchies.
And what do you mean by that? Because I'm guessing you're alluding to the dynamic of a king, yes. A brother who's killed by his own, you know, who dies at his own brother's hand. And exactly. That's the character you're playing. So how did you embody that? Man. And how do you bring those, how do you make the character of Dingane a compelling one? And just bring those dynamics to the fore?
Yeah, I had to learn more about Dingane and what he did and what type of a person he is. Even my director said, go to Google, get some books and just study and read about him. How he was a type of guy who actually was he wanted to lead. He was so jealous of his brother, Ushara, because of what he's done. And he thought he could do better. And when I studied him, I really needed to find him in me. Every time I was reading about him, I was like scared. Am I going to really portray his character in a proper way? Because we've always known that he was a big guy. He had a big stomach and
you say that.
and me too. I have the body. And I can sing and I can act, but really trying to figure him out, it has been a learning process. But thank God that I have such great direction from Mr. Mafuso and the cast members. So they've helped me to really find myself and my feet in his character. So now people are saying to me, every time when you act Dingane, now we know him. Now we understand what type of a brother he was to Shaga.
Yeah.
And it just blesses me because they don't see Dainiso no more, but they see the actual Dingane. It's a heavy, heavy load, but I'm willing to do it all the way.
That's beautiful. Nganyu, so all the best with the rest of the run. I get a sense that it's been extended as opposed to ending on the 14th of November. It's been extended to the 4th of December and perhaps
a
precursor of the next run and the next run, because clearly the appetite for this production is a big one, is an immense one. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really would love to urge your listeners to please come. I am telling you, this show is going to blow you away. It's so beautifully done. And the CEO of the Market Theatre is a historian. So we are doing everything to the T. The information that is there is correct. So I would love South Africans to really come, because once we travel the world, because we are, I don't want South Africans to say, we didn't see it. We missed it. Oh, my God. Now they are, because we're going to be gone for a long time. So please, South Africans, come and watch. Thank you so much.
We're just letting you know. We're going international. And, of course, that production there is Shaka Zulu, The Gaping Wound, running up until the 4th of December.